AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. U.S. Central Command says its latest strikes on Iran are complete. Iranian media say the country retaliated with drone and missile fire at U.S. targets in the region. And Ed Donahue reports.
A local official says one U.S. strike hit a home hosting a wedding, killing two people. House Speaker Mike Johnson backs President Trump.
The Iranians simply cannot be trusted. They'll sit at a negotiation table and say something, they'll walk away and do the opposite.
Central Command said the new strikes come after Iran tried to attack commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz and U.S. service members in the region. President Trump warned on social media, if Iran retaliates, they will be hit again at a much harder and higher level, but it will not be the biggest attack of them all that is waiting in the wings. I'm Ed Donahue.
In Massachusetts, Senator Ed Markey secured the Democratic nomination in his bid for a third term, fighting off a challenge from Congressman Seth Moulton, who argued it was time for a generational change. On Capitol Hill, the House has approved a bill funding the government into December. Saka Magani has details.
It's a move designed to keep the government open as lawmakers campaign before November's midterms.
We're going to avoid the threat of another Democrat shutdown.
House Speaker Mike Johnson hours before the vote, while on the House floor.
It gives the nations and our constituents certainty.
Appropriations Committee Chair Tom Cole. Number 4 House Democrat Ted Lieu was among those voting overwhelmingly to pass the stopgap bill.
Even though doing CRs is a stupid way to run government.
Last fall's 43-day government shutdown set a record. The Senate's already passed this bill, which now heads to President Trump. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And in Utah, a judge has sent to trial the murder case against the man accused of assassinating conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Tyler Robinson faces a potential death sentence if convicted. This is AP News. In Pakistan, a nurse hailed as a hero.
Razia Noreen and her colleagues had just checked on the 15 newborns in their care at a hospital in Islamabad and were working in the next room when she noticed flames and smoke. She ran into the nursery, lifting a baby into her arms, shielding it. Seconds later, as captured on security footage, she emerged and handed the newborn to a doctor, then turned back towards the flames, but it was too late. The flames and smoke was too much. She says her message to the grieving mothers of the 14 infants that died, that their tears flow from her eyes too, and that she tried very hard to save their children, saying, God forgive me, God forgive me. I could not save the lives of your children. The baby she carried out was the sole survivor. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.